This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs is recognized as one of the healthiest cities in America. Although listening to my voice this morning, you wouldn't guess that. Anyway, consumers advise website Wallet Hub compared more than 180 American cities on 41 key metrics, like average cost of medical and dental visits, the percentage of adults reporting a recent illness, join the club, and the share of residents who say that they eat healthy. Colorado Springs comes in at 66th. San Francisco, California is considered the healthiest city. Brownsville, Texas is at the bottom of that list. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert has received emergency surgery for a blood clot in her leg. Officials say that the blood clot was found after she experienced severe swelling of her leg and underwent a CT scan. This resulted in the Congresswoman being diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome, a rare condition that compresses a vein in the pelvis and causes blood clots. Doctors expect Boebert to fully recover and don't anticipate any long-term health concerns.
The number of job openings edged higher in February, with experts saying it's an indication the job market remains strong. Mark Mayfield with details.
The Labor Department says 8.8 million jobs were available on the last business day of the month. The number and rate for quits and hires in February was little changed. Meanwhile, stocks tanked on Tuesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average being down as much as 500 points at times. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Law enforcement agencies across the state are keeping their eye on a prone restraint bill. It passed a House committee yesterday, defining the tactics as excessive force if used inappropriately. This is when officers force a suspect to lay face down while being arrested. The lawmakers pushing for this want to ensure the move is only used in certain cases and the person is lifted up once subdued so they can breathe. They say it's all about saving lives and accountability. The bill now goes to the Appropriations Committee.
Check this out. The price of fun has never been higher. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman calls it funfation.
Funflation is basically that the cost of entertainment has gone up considerably in recent years, whether we're talking concerts or sporting event tickets or dining out, travel. There's really been a surge in all of these activities following the pandemic.
A new Bankrate survey finds that over one-third of the U.S. adults are willing to go into debt for at least one discretionary purchase this year. Rossman says millennials and Gen Zers are the most likely to extend themselves on leisure activities, while Gen X and baby boomers tend to cut back. And there's a new push that could lower concert ticket prices in Colorado. Many fans end up paying more than expected due to extra fees, but legislation backed by the Ticket Buyer Bill of Rights Coalition would ban any hidden fees by requiring all price information up front, not at checkout. It also means consumers wouldn't be charged more for making a selection and guarantees refunds for canceled shows. The bill will be heard sometime next week.
An update is coming today on a former El Paso County deputy who went missing almost a year ago. Kevin Seifert was found last night and arrested. He was still with the sheriff's office when he disappeared at Rocky Mountain National Park. A search for him there lasted several days, and he was let go 5 months later. It's unclear why or what charges he faces. Seifert is being held on a $100,000 bond at Teller County Jail.
And watch out for the bears. They're coming out of hibernation in Colorado Springs. Now that the warmer weather has definitely moved in, they'll be hungry. Wildlife officials say that they can smell food up to 5 miles away to keep those trash cans locked. They'll also cost you, if you don't, find $100 for the first offense, $250 for the second, and $500 after that. Last year, the state had more than 3,500 sightings and conflicts.
Should be an absolutely beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Sunny skies, mild temperatures, 65 Colorado Springs, about 71 in Pueblo. And we will see a bit of an afternoon breeze out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, perhaps gusting as high as 15 to 20. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.